The plan is aimed at preventing toxic algae blooms like last summer's by disposing of excess water through some 60 deep injection wells north of Lake Okeechobee. Kara Kapp of the National Parks Conservation Association says the plan defies the mission of Everglades Restoration, which is water conservation.
Deep well injection that seeks to get rid of the excess flow in the northern estuaries does nothing for cleaning up that water and sending it to Everglades National Park. So we want to look for a solution that is inclusive of all of the needs of the ecosystem throughout the region and protect the national park that Americans really love.
The South Florida Water Management District is moving ahead with the plan, even as its federal partner on Everglades restoration. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers wants further study. Amy Green in Orlando.